Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 6 predictions and power rankings. And today we are joined by Lauren Beck, who is now going by Survivor Barbie, who was very annoyed with us that it's been what, 17 months, 18 months, 19, a lot of months since.
Yeah, we've actually I'm starting to think you guys didn't want me on the pod. So, you know, I just was going to wait until Alexa reached out to me, and that day never came. And when it did, I was so excited.
Checking your phone every hour for 6 minutes.
Literally every hour on the hour, checking for Alexa Pappas.
You know what it is? You know what the problem is, Lauren? You got to just throw the ego aside and be like every other survivor who's just texting us like, hey, when do I get to come on? You know, that's the problem.
You're right. I know. I am the problem.
Yes. Listen first.
Exactly. Everybody else is so desperate. No, they're not. We're kidding. We love survivors. Nobody's desperate.
Yes, they are.
Anyway.
Not the truth, though.
Hey, I'm defending myself or something. But yes, we have Lauren back. Actually, so we were wrong. We said the last time was when you were on this podcast, but that's not right, because we did the podcast with Rob Cesternino on our HAP during the summer last year.
We did. I totally forgot. Pandemic mind really makes things cloudy.
Never happened.
And that was actually a very fun podcast.
It was a fun podcast. We should do that again, actually. I probably shouldn't mention this, but I'm doing something with Rob on Wednesday.
Oh, exciting. Busy week for Lauren.
Yeah, you know, it's a week of Lauren. I'm doing know-it-alls.
Hey, Alexa, real quick. Lauren mentioned Rob Cesternino's podcast on here, so she's never allowed to. She's done forever. Forever. Don't tell her, but she's done. That's it.
Lauren, we have a comment asking which buff are you wearing? Can you show us a buff?
I am wearing Sunday's buff, Grit Girl. Strong. This is actually Sunday. You guys can like actually see.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that so cool? So yeah, wait, where can I see the comments? Oh, there they are. Oh, shit. Hi, guys.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, this is Sunday's buff.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to see you wearing that. That's yeah, that was a heartbreaking time over this.
Absolutely.
Past time. But happy things like Survivor 41. Are they happy things, Lauren? Let's be real. Come on. Start spitting here. We're 2 minutes in.
Depends,
let's hear it.
It depends on who you're talking to, Phil. For me, I'm excited to have Survivor back on my screen in whatever capacity Mr. Probst wants to put it on my screen. I don't have a choice over how he's going to do that. So either I'm going to sit and watch or I'm not. And I'm definitely going to watch. So I like it so far. It's okay. You know, I think I'm really overwhelmed. I think the first 3 episodes were a big pill to swallow because I didn't know what the hell was going on. But I think as time wears on and as front runners are definitely pulling to the front, because let's be honest, we're already almost halfway through the season. Yeah. I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. I really want to get to see more of, I think it's Luvu, but you know, I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. I'm loving Shan and Ricard. You know, they got a little Tommy Lauren thing going on.
So Shan gets 4th. Okay, there we go.
And actually, I'm almost afraid to say that, because to see Shan killing the game so early does definitely make me nervous. It was the same thing with Evie. They had such a strong story, and now it's like, so yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
They're a really cool duo, because they are like, well, they decimated their entire tribe, so now it's only them. They're really good, and they have like this kind of like sibling, maybe it's because they've been together for like 10 days and voted everyone else out. They have this like kind of sibling rivalry thing going on, which I really like. I think it's like, snap at each other a little bit. Like they talk to each other the way I'm
the end of last episode was awkward with the two of them.
It was awkward. Yeah. And I'm definitely interested to see like what that conversation is going to be when they get back to camp, like how that's all going to work out. Because I feel like it's, I don't know. I worry that when they do split or merge, that Ricard is going to have so much to say about Shan, and Shan may not have the same to say about Ricard. And so that's what's concerning to me for Shan's sake. But I think Ricard is playing an awesome game. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yep.
I think the difference between them and you and Tommy is that the two of them, they're never going to be able to last the whole game. There's no, way too strategic. They're way too aggressive. It's never going to happen. They're already so wary of each other.
Seeing the two of them go back and forth, like you said, Alexa, it's like fighting with your brother. Like they were snapping. I literally was watching. I'm like, what is going on Survivor right now? It's just feeling like Beverly Hills Housewives drama. Like it's crazy. But yeah, I definitely think, and I said this before, it's either they're going to work together or they're going to turn on each other. And it does seem more so that they're going to turn on each other, which is unfortunate because I think they could be a power duo.
And yeah. And so in that whole thing that was going on last week, though, as your dog yaps,
he doesn't agree.
As with all that was going on last week, though, who were you finding yourself agreeing with more during that entire conversation of give me back that advantage so that I have collateral? Who do you think you were siding with more?
To be honest, I'm a Shan stan all day long, but I have to agree with Ricard, because if he did give that to her, the extra vote, there literally would be no reason to keep him around. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting that Ricard was like, you're literally using the strategy that we used on JD and trying mm-hmm. to use it on me. And I was like, he's right. And
yeah.
I think that I found myself really agreeing with Ricard. That being said, my heart breaks for players like Jeannie, because mm-hmm. I recognize her authenticity and her honesty. And I don't, you guys obviously didn't see this in my game, but I feel like that was like, she was very loyal. And I feel mm-hmm. like I was the same way. And so to see somebody like that go home sucks, because you think when there's a swap, you mm-hmm. want somebody that's going to mm-hmm. be loyal, not somebody that's ready to flip on you like white on rice. So I just feel like it's going to be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
Do you guys think Ricard's going to give it back?
I think so.
I think he probably will. I'm having a hard time even keeping up with who's got what, but I think that he will. But going back to what Lauren just said about Jeannie, I think the problem for Jeannie was now you were down to a tribe of two. I think Jeannie was kept over JD because they trusted Jeannie more than JD, and they were hoping for a swap. But when they didn't get a swap and now it's a tribe of two, Jeannie could probably beat either of them at making fire if they were to lose. So they probably were like, let's get rid of her because we're tight anyway. She might be loyal, but if we don't swap and we don't merge, what good does it do if she's loyal to me when there's not going to be a vote?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point, Phil. And I think that's something that people haven't played need to think about. If you're showcasing those kinds of skills and taking care of the tribe, those are things that are going to be perceived as a threat, whether it's day five or you're sure as hell not getting close to day 24. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a really good point, Phil, because that's how we felt about Janet and Elaine. It was like, we can never beat them in fire. All they did was sit by the fire.
Yeah.
So that's a really good point.
Yeah. I know my points. They're good.
Somebody they're good. Said they are good, Phil. Somebody said, how do I feel about the Liana Shan power duo? That moment for me was so freaking special to see. And I'm going to go off and be on a hill for a moment. To see two Black women in that moment was so freaking cool. And I don't think we've ever seen something like that. And it was something I wanted. So I hope that they get to play the game together, because I'm excited to see how that little duo shakes out. Big duo.
I think they're going to be a great duo. And we really haven't seen that at all. Like, we saw Ceri and Michaela like talk about it, but like, this was such an emotional moment, like on top of that too.
They're both like generally, like Shan is a little bit older, but like you could see like a sisterly sort of mm-hmm. bond there mm-hmm. and just how immediately you could see, and I actually have goosebumps, you could see that connection. Yeah. It was so beautiful to watch. And I'm so glad that they had that for one another. And I know in that moment, having that and going back out there probably gave them a little bit of peace. You know, yeah. You don't have those loving moments out there. So to have something like that, I love that for both of them.
Yeah. And especially I noticed this with Liana. Like I forget that she's like 20.
I think you can stop at 20.
She's very young. And she like also could be 32. Like, she carries herself like so maturely. But when there's something about when, like when Shan was like, oh, my mother died, and Liana just immediately started mm-hmm. like sobbing, I was like, that's like the most real reaction like I've ever seen. Like,
and they just met.
Yeah, and they don't even know each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that connection was,
they're going to be like a good duo. And also Liana is real high right now. So
listen, Liana is killing the game, and she's a challenge beast, no?
Yeah. Yes, I think she's going to do really – I think she's going to pick up immunity or two in this.
Yeah, when I saw her whipping through that – Jeff is like, Liana whips through the water. And I'm like, yes, she does.
Yes, she's great.
Compliments people.
I love Liana, and I think that'll be good. It took – and, Lauren, I know you're not a big Survivor fan because I read it on the internet, so I know you don't watch anything about Survivor. But yeah. But it only took Survivor 23 years to finally get – or 23 seasons to finally get the exile thing to happen. And who would have thought that like it was just this walking up a hill and you just needed to get two people like Shan and Liana to just do it? Because while this twist feels very convoluted to constantly have them going and walking and doing it, it did create an instant bond for all of them, not just Shan and Liana, but everybody who's done that so far has felt a bond because it's like a, it's a hard hike. And it got that moment. And I actually do think that Shan and Liana are going to align once we now hit the merge. And I think that we finally got our cross-tribal alliance from people who never actually played on a tribe together that just immediately happens because of just having this one interaction.
Absolutely. And I think that's what I was waiting for. You know, I see the boys go to the summit on the first episode. I'm not really seeing much of an interaction. I see Evie and Deshaun. Evie was the first time that I think I saw her strategize and play that shit. But to see Liana, that's what I was looking for. And that's what I thought Survivor was going to do. And I also want them to pay attention to that because they've gotten so crazy with these advantages. Just let the players play. Trust in the casting. And like that moment between Liana and Shan was not something that they handcrafted. That happened. And so I wish they would just let more of those moments happen. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. There's no one. I mean, obviously there's like however many camera people around, but like, I think it was special because it actually was them and it didn't happen like in a challenge in front of everyone. Like that.
And it wasn't forced. It wasn't like, let's put these two black met women on an island so they can talk about being black, you know? Right. Like, it was random. Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
And what's interesting with how diverse the cast is right now, there weren't two black women on a single tribe, right? To start the season.
No,
right? Yeah. Because it was Liana, Tiffany, Evie. Yep. And then it was Shan, Jeannie, and Sarah. And then it's still Sydney, Erica, and Heather. So yep. I think to get that moment, again, it's like when Survivor forces things. When Survivor, and they didn't do it, but like everybody thought they were going to put Tony and Sarah on the same tribe. You know, like, and when you don't force things, yeah, sometimes you're going to have a big miss. You know, like in Game Changers, when Tony and Sarah never actually interact again, and we're like, well, there goes that. What could have been? Well, we got to see in season 40. But you don't have to force everything because Survivor, a lot of what makes it so iconic and what has made it last, it are those what if moments. Like, what if Hunter didn't go home? What if, like, you get those all throughout Survivor history because you didn't force something to happen. And look at what just happened in this season when they didn't force this. They never did a swap to be like, how can we get Liana and Shan on the same tribe?
Yep. It's so true. And I had all the same thoughts. And for me watching that, and you know, I can't even imagine, there's so many new Survivor fans still. And like, just to have somebody, and a lot of people will say like, why is it important? Just to have somebody that looks like me up there doing it. And to see two women, it's like, it's almost weird, you know, because Survivor didn't do that historically. So yeah, I say, let the players play and you're going to keep getting beautiful moments like that one.
Agreed.
Trust the players.
There you go. Trust the players. And again, just proving that Lauren's not a fan of the show, because why? Nobody wants them to trust the players. Nobody's asking for that.
Nobody at all. No.
Nobody.
Well, going back to Liana, not to like make a horrible transition, but Liana, I think, is by and away the safest person next week. Even with whatever this merge thing is going on, she has, I don't love her advantage, but she, for her, I love it for her. She has the best advantage on the planet.
That's, I love
the
it stupidest for her.
Advantage
that's
ever.
I love it for her.
That's yes. Me and Tommy actually texted me the other day. He's like, what do you think about the season? And then we talked. And then he was like, I don't like this knowledge is power because Survivor is all about lying. And I'm like, yeah, you would know that, wouldn't you? but I do think that I love it for her because it's Liana, but I think it's totally unfair. Totally. And I was talking about this on TikTok, and you love Survivor, so I want to know what you think. Is it fair that Liana gets to ask Xander about his advantage when he was forced to talk about it at every single challenge?
No, not at all. Zero.
I actually don't hate this advantage if it's in a normal season where everyone's like sketchy about their idols, but like she knows what's up. She knows three people who absolutely have advantages.
Literally everybody at the so she could literally go and be like, do you have an idol? Yes, well, boom.
And then he's going to lie to her and she's going to be like, well, you can't.
Right. And that's so...
And this is what bothers me the most, though, is what Xander, normally sharing an idol with somebody doesn't work out in Survivor history. Normally that ends up getting you voted out because like then it just ends up backfiring you at some point. But in this one, when you lose your vote and don't have the idol, you need to do something to build trust with people because you can't vote, so you can't save yourself. So how do you build trust with the other members of your tribe? You tell them, look, here's this paper. I'm going to get an idol for the tribe at some point, but I have no vote. So don't vote me out. Look how trustworthy I am. I feel like he did the right thing there by proving to them I'm trustworthy. And now he's being punished for it because of this advantage. Whereas if this was season 38 with the whole Wardog Kelly thing, Kelly gets burned. Well, you shouldn't have told Wardog because it didn't build that much trust. But this was a good survivor move, I think, by Xander, who literally had nothing.
Okay, so then let's talk about this. You're dropping the four, and you're dropping the four and keeping the one. Our advantage is now a curse instead of a blessing.
Why don't we just not have them?
Is that what we're turning towards?
I'm with you, Lauren. I'd almost rather just like.
Is that what we're leaning towards? Because historically, if I see a piece of paper and I'm going to take it, whether it says beware or whatever, I'm taking that advantage. But now, are they trying to turn it around and say that advantages are more of a curse than a blessing to your game?
I think we should call one Jamal Shipman and see what he thinks.
Yeah, we really should. He'll answer.
I think that they're becoming cursed, which I'm okay with having a negative and a positive to it. But when you start having to explain as much as we're seeing this season so far, just start cutting them. Just start cutting things out. You know, rather than making now we have 40 advantages that are all offsetting each other, so really we have nothing. Just make it nothing.
Just make it nothing. The coolest part of the episode was when we found out at the challenge that Nasir had an advantage. That was the coolest because I was like, wait, what is he saying? And then it showed the little flash in the mind. And again, Survivor, like it's just so much.
It was so good.
It was so crazy. It was so good. And they could do that with all of them. We don't have to know every single thing. Part of the excitement is finding it out as well, like not knowing everything. And I just feel like everybody knows everything.
That was the first time that they really surprised us like that since Amanda Kimmel. That was like the first time since then that they really shocked us with a, wait, he has it? And like Alexa and I were talking about it beforehand, and I talked about it with Intern. That was one of the coolest moments they've edited in like the last six seasons, seven seasons, maybe even longer of Survivor.
I would have to agree. And I know everybody sitting on the couch watching that moment was like, what? That's so – and especially for somebody like Nasir, just so great.
Yeah.
I know. Yes. He was so cute.
He's so cute.
Love him.
Yes.
Yeah. So Alexa has Liana at one. Lauren, who you got at one?
At number one?
Yeah. She did it like I did.
I am going to go with Ricard.
Ricard.
Right now, this week.
I'll get your winner pick later, but go ahead.
I think Ricard is really safe because I think to your point, Lauren, like he knows how sneaky Shan has been. And I don't think Shan really knows how sneaky he has been.
No. And he can totally play that up. He can totally go up. He knows everything she has. So, and he can literally go and say, Shan is ruling the roost. She's done this, this, and this. She has this, this, and this.
Yeah.
Okay, first, what do we think this merge thing is going to be? And I know there's been a rumor circulating that kind of came from Redmond, but if that's common knowledge,
what's the rumor? What's the rumor that Redmond said?
Well, it took me 4 hours to discuss it, so it's a lot.
Let's do a shortened version.
Is there a way?
I think I can try. Okay, so there's 12 people left. It's divided into two groups of five, so two people are left out. They do a challenge. One of those tribes loses. One of them wins. The winning tribe sends the two people who weren't chosen to Journey Island. And they, or I think they only send one of those people. They then have a chance to spin the wheel if they want to reverse who actually won. So if like Team Phil beats Team Lauren, now it's Lauren wins. And then they all go to tribal council together.
Okay.
So like only five or six people are actually going to be in danger or something like that.
Of going home.
But they're all going to go to tribal, but only five or six are actually going to be in danger of going home. That's kind of what it seems like, but it's a lot. And I don't understand it so at all. And I'm going to give John Millsap his due here. That sounds so convoluted. Well, yes, in fact, it does. And I mean, but it's almost like whoever put that originally, and if it is Redmond, I think it was Redmond, they can't be making it up. Like, it's too ridiculous. Yeah,
no, I don't think they're making it up. Is that fair?
It's like what? The Michelle Yee thing. That's what it reminds me of.
I guess if they're not going to do a swap, they have to do something, right? Because Shan and Ricard are only two. So they have to do something. And Survivor has done that whole thing where they bring you together and then they split the tribes into two. That's not so crazy. But what? The rest?
It's a lot.
I don't know. I feel like even during the episode, we're going to be like, what the hell is going on? And then as a castaway, like, how do you even process that?
Mm-hmm. So all of that, all of that goes to you putting Ricard at one. And the funny thing is, I think that with the merge kind of happening or whatever is about to happen, I think that the people without the idols are actually a little bit more safe right now than the people with the idols because of Liana's advantage. And everybody is assuming, now listen to this though, and hear me out. Everybody is assuming Liana's going to go just take it from Xander. But if Xander tells her, these are the phrases, Shan has one, and Shan and Xander both say, Nasir has one. That's who has it. They can really screw Nasir over big time in this episode and kind of create an alliance of three right there.
Okay, but wait. Pause. They're merged or no?
I don't know.
I think they are merging. Because they're just
is she going to be able to talk to him like that in that way?
I think that they are all going to be living on one beach. I think it's going to
okay.
Be, yeah.
I don't know if the challenge comes. The challenge might come first.
Okay. If they're all living on the same beach, yes. And that would be freaking awesome to watch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if they're not, then. Yeah, I don't think
merged.
But
well, so he's that, like, are we merged? And he's like,
yeah.
But yeah, so, I don't know. Yeah, kind of. Jeff, what are we doing here? What is
no
going
one
on?
Knows?
Please,
Jeff
I want a TikTok of you doing Jeff impressions.
I got you. Hey, TikTok. Like, why are you yelling, sir? Calm down. Oh my gosh.
All yeah, that's I'm, to say, I'm putting Xander at one.
Okay.
Xander, Phil.
I'm putting
is
him at
Xander
one.
Your winner pick?
No, I don't think Xander is going to win. I have no feel for who's going to win right now. So I was bringing up something on the last podcast. Lauren, there are three people. Or four people. Is it four, Alexa? I said it to you earlier. Don't tell her who. There's four people on this season who are still in the game who've had a confessional in every episode. Do you know who they are?
Four people who have not gotten a confessional?
No, who have had one in every single episode so far this season. They haven't had an episode where they got nothing.
I don't know who they are. Who are they? Tell me.
Shan was one. Pretty obvious. Four. Ricard is another because, you know, Ricard. Tiffany is another. And the fourth one is Sydney. So Sydney getting a confessional in every episode, and not like she's getting very few confessionals. Sydney currently has the sixth most confessional. She is in the top half of the season, despite not going to a single tribal council. And she had a confessional in every episode.
Okay, are they boosting her for a downfall?
I don't know. But I'm just saying they're telling us to look at her for some reason. So I'm very confused as to where this is going. I'm not saying Sydney's going to win, but that is weird to me. Deshaun was having a confessional in every episode until last week. Shannon Ricard, I'm expecting to eat up screen time because they keep losing, but I don't feel like one of them is going to be the winner. I feel like the winner is going to be from Luvu, or it's going to be someone from Yase. I just can't pinpoint which one because they all have such flaws in what's going on with their game right now.
I 100% agree. I definitely think the winner is from Luvu, and that's just by the numbers. I just feel like the numbers are, you know, making it.
Yeah.
I totally derailed the conversation. My bad.
No, that's fine. But I put Xander at one because I think it's too obvious that Liana would go and try to take that from him. I don't think that benefits her. I think that hurts her. And if her and Shan are actually going to be this tight as we're all thinking they're going to be, if they're this tight, Shan's going to tell her, well, if he has the idol, I have the idol. We know who has the other idol. Let's go take it from the person who can't help us and is on the majority alliance. Let's get rid of Nasir. He's got six people still from his original tribe.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking in terms of them being on the same beach, but you're absolutely right. We saw that connection between Shan and Liana. And of course, that's the person she's going to tell that she feels most connected to on the other side. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I just hope Nasir plays it. I hope he plays it.
He's so happy.
I don't think he is one of the players who I don't think he would overthink the fact that he is an idol. I think he's just like, I got an idol and I'm ready to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love him. People are calling Sydney anti-Purple Kelly.
That's it. She's Michelle. I keep saying, and everybody was getting so mad at me on Wednesday, but I kept saying it's what they were doing with Michelle and Ko Rong. She was getting confessionals every episode for no reason at all. And that's weird, but I don't think Sydney's going to win though, because some of her stuff has been pretty negative, like talking about how great she is all the time. That's never really a good trait of a Survivor winner, but it's weird that we're seeing so much of her, despite the fact that she has had nothing to do with the story of the season so far. And she has been pretty much the focal point of that tribe. She might not feel like it, but she, I think the only one who has more confessionals than her is Deshaun. And that was because Deshaun got like 800 in that one episode where it was like
they tried to throw the challenge.
Where they were trying
I feel like with Sydney, I guess I did notice that I was seeing her a lot, because I do feel like out of all of Luvu, we know her the most, and Heather the least. But yeah. I think that I don't know, with Sydney, I feel like they're like building her up for like a major downfall, or like something's gonna happen with, I don't know, like to see her freaking out about the fire. I don't know.
Oh, we have a great comment here. Sydney is the female Bradley.
Honestly, I don't want that for gameplay for her, because I don't want her to go out right before the merge. But I, personality wise, I could see that.
I like that a lot.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I said that to Bradley on the podcast I did with him, and he said, "No, she's wonderfully delusional." And I was like, "But Bradley."
Bradley was wonderfully delusional in his season. Meeting him in person, totally different.
Bradley's great top energy. Five ever.
Yeah, I like Bradley. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And that's the last nice thing we're letting Lauren say. From now on, she has to really tell us how she feels about everybody.
All right.
Lauren, who you got at number two?
I'm going to go Liana.
Okay. Love Liana.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa, who do you have it to?
Our good friend Deshaun, who we've been talking about. He's, yeah. I was like, I think him and Danny are like such a good combo. I actually have Danny next. So Deshaun and Danny. I just think they're great. And I think Deshaun is someone like, I forgot he even has an extra vote. And he has Evie. So he has a friend on like the other side. He has Danny, who he's really close with. I think he's in an amazing spot. And I think people aren't like, I think like Danny would be his shield. Like, I don't think people would immediately try to vote him out.
Yeah. I like where Deshaun and Danny are at right now. I should probably put them next, but I'm going to put Heather next instead, because she has two confessionals in like 27 episodes. She's done nothing, but I don't think they never have the merge boot be this invisible. Like, Heather to me feels like she's going to go somewhere. She's going to get a stray bullet. She's going to get that.
That's why I feel like Sydney is the merge boot.
So stray bullet is the, okay, is the word for your dog. Is that what it was? My
yeah,
bad.
That's what it is. It set him off. Stray bullet.
Stray bullet. But I just, yeah. Right. But I just feel like
get a treat.
She is being so set up. There's so many advantages left in this game. Somebody's going to have to go home because of an advantage. And I feel like we are going to get the classic, Heather's going to win this game if we don't get rid of her. So let's blindside her. And then they put all the votes on somebody. They play an idol and Heather goes home. And we're like, it's like the Kelly Wigglesworth in Second Chances. We're like, really? She was gonna win, huh? Really? It's not going to happen this week. But I do agree with you, Lauren. It could very easily be Sydney this week. I just feel like it's been so massive that that would be kind of disappointing.
Well, when you just said pre-merge boot, I hope, Sydney, if you're watching, I hope that this is not, I hope it's not true. But that's the only thing I could think, because like you said, Phil, they haven't lost. So there hasn't been a lot of gameplay going on. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a reason that we're seeing so much of her. And then you guys watched the secret scene, right? With
the fake dream
with dream where Heather, hold on, let me get my dog. I'm so sorry.
That was so funny.
What is the secret scene?
Heather lies and says that she had a dream that Sydney, what is it, stole her torch?
Yeah, and then like tells people,
came into her house and stole her torch.
And like tells people to try to get everyone to hate Sydney.
Jedi, that is next level strategy right there. Because she's like, I don't.
How does that not make the cut though? How does that not actually make it on?
Great freaking question. It was because really they're too busy spending 30 minutes on people walking up a hill. That's why.
That's it.
Hey, that's but why. This was a good 30 minutes of people walking up a hill.
Wait, so now this week we did. And then when Evie and Deshaun went, agreed.
Yes.
That's where it went.
Yes. All right. Lauren, who do you have at three?
Danny.
Got it. I have Danny too. So we can all have Danny at three. Look at us.
Yeah, let's have Danny at three. He's great. To see him with Heather, he's doing it.
I know, they're good.
He felt so sincere. That normally comes across as so insincere.
It comes across as gameplay, doesn't it? But with him, it didn't at all. It came across as he was genuinely like with her. And I love that moment. People were shitting on Heather. I'm sorry, can I swear on here? People were shitting on Heather. And I don't know why. I love those moments. No.
Well, I don't. I hate those moments, but I was. I wouldn't shit on Heather for it. I'm more shitting on production for it because I hate those moments. It's not like to me that's not, like Ceri crawling across the balance beam. I was like, I don't care. I like Ceri. I like Ceri like gaming the crap out of Final Five versus Final Six in Panama. That's what I like. I don't care if she gets across the balance beam. Like, it's not for me. So like with Heather trying to do that, didn't do it for me. But that's not a knock on Heather. It's just like right. to focus on that. But I thought it was interesting that when they focused on it, Heather got all these like slow motion clips and stuff, which we don't know her. So like, who cares? But then Danny and Deshaun came out looking really good from that moment. And since we have gotten so much screen time from them, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal and a sign.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. There you go. All right. So we all have Danny at three. We're all feeling good about Danny. We don't think Danny's going to get screwed that it's the merge and he's the strongest guy out there. And even if there's this stupid thing here.
I don't think people really vote that way anymore. I feel like people vote like the sneaky, like, over the top person out during the merge now.
Which I feel like Danny's done a good job at minimizing his physical threat. Yeah. I think, you know, people, I mean, I think it's obvious that he did play in the NFL. Like that
you think so? You think so? Slippery. It's not subtle. Not subtle. Yeah,
not at all.
I coach
high school kids in football. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let Lauren go first. Lauren, who you got it for?
I'm going to say Shan.
Okay.
Nice.
I would be really surprised. So we're talking about kind of like with Sydney's confessionals and like maybe this would be when her downfall is or something like that, which I don't actually think that's going to happen, but I think it's a possibility. But I would be really shocked if this was Shan. Like that downfall would be so quick, so sudden, and so heartbreaking to the fans. In the last episode, Shan had 13 confessionals. That is more than 7 people remaining in the game have had all season. It would be a devastating loss to have Shan go home this week because out of everybody on the season, she has been the one that we've connected with the most. She's got to go at least mid-merge. She has to.
Yeah.
I agree.
I hope she stays. I have Evie at 4. I think Evie has done such a great job of like, we were talking like, having a really hot, like, early couple episodes. And then when their tribe started winning, it was just easier to, like, kind of fall back into the shadows. I think everyone trusts Evie, but not – people don't realize that Evie is also friends with everyone. And I think that's a great position to be in.
Yeah, I'm curious what's going to happen with Yase when they actually hit this merge because they were kind of being shown as divided on Xander, and then Xander does the smart thing and comes out and tells Tiffany pretty much right after all of that happens. So, like, what's going to happen with Yase here? I actually think they're super safe. I'm putting Tiffany at 4. I think Tiffany is in a good spot right now because when merges happen, players like Tiffany suddenly become invisible because she's not going to beat you in a challenge. She's not going to do any of that. And I think she's got a big enough mouth that people aren't going to consider her a winner threat, although I do think she's a winner threat. But I think she's got big enough of a mouth that people are going to be concerned, oh, Tiffany's just going around talking crap about everybody, whatever. Like, and now she starts to kind of mess up the game a little bit. But I think it's still going to be done in a way where whoever she aligns with is going to trust her because everybody on Yase seems to really trust Tiffany, and that's why they probably kept her over Vochi. So I'm putting Tiffany at 4. I think she needed to hit this part of the game, and now that she has, I think she's in a good spot.
Yeah,
Tiffany's like, definitely a social threat. She's killing it.
Yeah, she's fun. I like
her. She is fun. Those like eye rolls and those facial expressions. She's like it's so great to watch. And I'm sure Xander watching this is probably in awe.
She's also so funny. She's like, I don't get it. Can you explain it again? It's like, I feel the same way, girl.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for asking that. You were all of us.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely. Tiffany. Love her now. Just took a little bit to get going, but they kept her and that tribe never lost again. Smart move.
Mm-hmm. So true. It's so true.
Right? Never lost again. Yes. 3 straight green.
See, and that's, and people always think that too. Like, we need to win this challenge. So we got to keep these people in. You have to think about everything. And I think people thought that Yase would fail.
I thought they were so dumb for doing what they did. I was all over it. I was like, they're gonna lose every time now. Tiffany's just gonna go next week. And now I have Tiffany at 4 after pretty much having her at the bottom the whole time.
Yes, good on Yase.
She needed.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
Who's 5, Lauren?
Evie. I love them. I love them to death. I was also, she was another, they were another one. I know they're she then, but they were another person that I was like concerned about having so many confessionals early on. I was like, ooh, this is a little bit scary, but I definitely think they're going to be safe for a while. Like you said, Lex, they have like so much trust, and I think they're playing great.
What do you think about the fact? So I have the confessional count pulled up just because I think it's interesting how this season has gone so far, but she had 19 in the first two episodes.
And that was scary.
And has 21 total now, three episodes later. So only two in three episodes after 19 in the first. Is this one of those going deep, wanted you to really like this person as they move forward through the game, but they're not going to be as integral as we thought they were going to be? Or does Evie still have a chance to pull off the win here?
Ooh, honestly, I don't know if I'm like, I don't know, because right now all I see is Shan.
Yeah, that's a good
point. I don't know. But I do feel like they wanted us to be invested in their story for a reason, in Evie's story. So I feel like there's a reason for that. I don't see them not being a part of the strategy, though. That doesn't seem like they're like, I studied Survivor. I know Survivor. I can't see that for them, but I'm not sure. I don't see a win. Sadly.
That's how I feel, too. I feel like Evie has dropped based on getting two confessionals and three episodes after a massive start. That to me, and kind of what we've been seeing from Yase, which has been a lot more Tiffany, Xander, Liana, after Liana was, you know, hit or miss early on. Now that it's been a lot more of them, I'm leaning more towards that. Although Xander hasn't had confessionals, Xander has been such an integral part of the conversation every week.
Yeah.
I'm just not seeing it for Evie right now.
Yeah. I'm worried about Xander going into the merge. He needs to get these lies and stories told straight, because the way he is.
Number one. He is number one.
He's so cute, though. I've met Xander. He's very shy, very sweet, very reserved. He reminds me, Elaine kept saying Jack, but that's just because he's white and has long brown hair. He reminds me of Dean. He's like totally opposite of what people actually think he is. He's very reserved and sweet and kind. But yeah, Evie is at number five. And I think, I hate to say that this, but I don't think it's a win, sadly.
Yeah.
I feel it. So, I feel it. We're on the same page. Alexa, who you got at five?
I have Shan. I know we've been talking about how Shan has like been like, ooh, she might be in trouble. But I think it would be silly of her and Ricard to turn on each other now. Like, I think it will happen, but she just got this idol and I think she would be smart enough to play it. I don't think she's going to get her extra vote or JD's extra vote back. I don't think she's going to get it back. Because I think Ricard's safe, but he's probably thinking like, well, maybe she'll get rid of me another time. I don't know.
That's going to be the catalyst that's going to ruin their relationship if he does not give it back.
I think it will ruin their relationship. But I don't know. But I think Shan, like, she has this idol. I think she will be smart enough to use it. But she also has this Liana relationship. So she has backup right now. Like, Ricard doesn't have any other relationship. So I think she's going to be safe.
I agree with that. I also have Shan at five. Like I said, I'd be shocked if Shan goes home now after how much we've seen of her. 30 confessionals. Next highest is actually 22 for JD, who's not even in the game anymore. Next highest is Evie with 21. And like I just said, seen Evie twice in 3 weeks. So for me, I would be floored if she went home. But also, it scares me that this advantage Liana has is in play. It scares me that she is so small in the numbers that – is she really going to want to play her idol at Final 12? No. Are people going to see her as her and Ricard as a threat right away? If these people study the game of Survivor, they know Tribes of Two do very, very well once they hit the merge. They do very, or even Tribes of Three. The smallest tribe tends to do very, very well, at least in terms of getting further than they should and causing a little bit of damage. And that scares me for Shan. So I'll put her at five, which is almost right in the middle, but I'd be floored. I would be devastated.
I would be too. I would be too.
Yeah. Lauren, we're going to keep it rolling. Who you have at six?
Deshaun.
Love Deshaun.
I love Deshaun. And I didn't know. I'm loving these. And Phil, I want to know your take. The behind the scenes that they stole from Survivor Australia. I love it. Do you love it or do you hate it?
What?
Phil is not a Survivor Australia.
I've never even watched Survivor Australia.
the montages of like the family and stuff. Do you like those or do you not like
I them? Like it. I actually I do really them. Like it.
Yeah. So I feel like during Deshaun's like learning about his family and like him being a black doctor, like I felt like there were sides of him that I was like, oh damn, okay, Deshaun, he'll be a doctor. And my dog seems to like that as well.
Like
doctor.
I really like Deshaun. And on that note, I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm gonna mute myself and let you
go. Got it. Well, I will say I really like Deshaun too. I think that Deshaun, I'll just put Deshaun at six. I didn't actually have this written out, but I'll put Deshaun at six because why not? There's really no reason that he should go home this week. Little concerned that he's coming right into the merge. Didn't get anything last week, despite the fact that he had something every week before that. Not that that's the biggest deal in the world, but a little concerned. But yeah, I'm liking Deshaun's game. I'm liking these flashbacks. I think it is very reminiscent of early days Survivor back when, like, you know, they used to get off the plane and it would be like Colby Donaldson, rancher from Texas, and like in his real life. I like that. I think that's fun. I think if you do it the right amount, if you overdo it, it's going to get old. But if you just keep doing it this amount where like everybody kind of gets their one off thing, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Lauren.
I was agreeing with you, Lauren.
Thank you. You like Deshaun. Okay, great.
Yeah, we like him. For my number six, I have Nasir. I think that's like smack dab in the middle. I love him. He has an idol, but I genuinely do not know if he has any alliances.
That's why I think he's in trouble.
That makes me so sad for him because he is just playing. Like, he's just having fun, you know? He's so just on an adventure.
I hope he wins.
I hope so too.
So I have Nasir. I think he's safe, but he also could easily be like a common enemy because he doesn't have like an immediate alliance partner. Or maybe he doesn't. We just don't know.
I before the season, I was so high on Nasir. I loved Nasir so much. I was really high on Nasir. I was really high on Liana. And those are two people that I wouldn't generally be really high on because Liana's so young and because Nasir with like the English barrier. But like he keeps bringing it up, which I think is a smart thing to do because he's leaning into it to almost give himself an excuse if he does slip up, which I don't think Ty ever really did. And I think that it's Nasir. I don't think Nasir's English is as broken as he's acting. Like, I'm not saying that he's out there even speaking broken English. I just think that he is reminding them all the time that English isn't his first language, so that if he says something stupid, he can say, that's not what I meant. Just the English. And he's done that already this season. My biggest concern for Nasir, like I said, is this Liana advantage. And if they want to get rid of somebody from Luvu, but they're scared that Danny has an idol or Deshaun has an idol, do they have extra votes or whatever's going on there? Or is Nasir just more threatening because they know he has an idol and everybody's going to be willing to blindside him and he won't see it coming because he doesn't really seem to have much of an alliance? It's the only reason I don't have him that that high up, where Alexa just threw him at six.
I don't know if Nasir is somebody I look at, even if I knew that I feel like he's done such a great job at minimizing his threat level and saying things like you said, Phil. But I don't know that if I knew he had an idol, I'd be like ready to get him out. Does that sound stupid?
Or you would take, I still think they're going to take, I think Liana's taking his idol. I think that's who she's taking it from.
You do?
I do. Why take it from Xander? Why take it from Shan? Because they can all work like together and take it.
I feel like she feels wronged by Xander. You know they were pissed when she went through the bag. And
then he told them all. He saved himself.
Exactly. But I don't know. I feel like they have more history. Liana is thinking about the long game and she does get in touch with Shan. The way Shan is thinking, Shan is going to concoct something crazy. But if she doesn't, I think she's 100% taking Xander's because there's more like feelings there.
That's a good point.
You saw her and Tiffany going back and forth.
Yeah, that's a good
point. They were mad.
We've also seen Cass and Spencer work together when they had to. So like even those two, you know, it can happen. And if it's the smarter thing to say, hey, let's get this idol away from the seer into our hands, and now Xander, Liana, and Shan can have all three idols, have an extra vote in Ricard, have an extra vote. I don't think Evie has one, but then have Evie, have Tiffany. That's essentially seven people because of the extra vote, and you have three idols.
It's
if you
true.
Can think and that long term, that's good.
Play it in a way of like, you know, build your trust back. This is what we're planning on doing. I just don't know where their heads are at. Like, I feel like generally in a season, you can kind of tell, but because there's so much shit going on, you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put Liana at 7. That's all I do know. I'm going to put Liana at 7, the lowest out of all of you. So you, Alexa, had her at 1. Lauren, you had her at 2. But I'm going to put Liana at 7. She's threatening because I think she can win some challenges, but I also think that might help her right now because, you know, that yellow tribe might look at her and say, well, Xander probably is their best chance, but they might say, Liana, you're our best chance to win an immunity and keep it out of somebody else's hands because maybe we don't trust Xander that much. Yeah. You're the best chance out of people we really trust to win that, take down Xander, maybe take down Danny. Because if you look at the other tribes, I don't think Shan or Ricard, either of them are going to be a big challenge threat. But if you're looking at somebody, how do we keep it out of Danny's hands, Deshaun's hands, or Xander's hands? I think your best bet is probably Liana.
Liana's in a good spot. She's in a good freaking spot.
I hope so.
Fellas on her, Phil.
I was scared of for Liana early on. I felt like she kind of like really backed herself into a corner. I felt like Tiffany and Evie were getting a little close. Xander was going to be kind of used, but now I'm feeling good.
Yeah. I love Liana. She's my future child. She's black and Jewish, so I love her. The second I saw her picture, I was like,
I know you.
I love that. Yeah.
Who you got at 7, Lauren?
Nessier. Like Alexa, I don't think he's going home. I'm very, you know, I hope Nessier stays because we haven't had anyone like Nessier. I just want him to play and keep playing. And, you know, it was kind of nice to see him like sort of fumble a little bit in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like he was trying to build trust and you recognize that within him. So I want to see him do well. And then like my first impression of Nessier is him talking about, in his preseason interviews, he was talking about how he grew up and how like he grew up in poverty and didn't have a lot. And as he's talking about it, he's got a huge smile on his face. And I'm just like, this is the kind of person that I want to see win Survivor.
Yeah.
I love him. So number 7, I should have him higher, but I love him. I don't want to see him.
Wait. See him, Ani?
Oh yes, abso-frickin-lutely. Okay. I would call Sia personally if I had her number.
Can you get who won it from your seat? Get Jamal to call her personally.
Well, Jamal actually got 15K, but Elaine and Janet, they got
100K. That was Elaine and Janet. I couldn't remember who the other one. I knew it was Elaine and Jamal. All three of them can just call Sia real quick and say it is going in the Sia, right?
You know who should call Sia? Donathan, because she'd be giving Donathan money left and right. Donathan has gotten money more than once from Sia. So that's who you guys need to have on the pod next. Yes.
You might have to talk to somebody.
And then Donathan can give a big phone call there.
Yeah.
All right, Alexa, who's your 7?
I have Ricard at 7. I also think he's not going to go home, but kind of just what I was saying earlier about how Shan does have some connections on the outside and Ricard at the moment does not. And going with my theory that maybe he doesn't give Shan her extra vote back or JD's extra vote back. I think that may turn on each other, but I think for now they're going to still be working together because at the end of the day, like Shan can't put all of her eggs in Liana's basket. So they're going to have to stick together for a little bit. And he's a really smart player.
I agree. I have him at 9. So I go Evie at 8, Ricard at 9. I just worry that like, if the players have gotten wise to it and realized that the smaller tribes, they can kind of mix things up a little bit. Ricard's a little, I think he comes across as sneaky on the surface immediately. I don't think he's as slick on first meeting. I think he gets there, but on first meeting, he could rub people the wrong way. I think that Shan has a massive advantage over him that she got to go hang out with Liana. I think that's going to make all the difference. I still have him at 9. I still have 3 people that I think are in much more danger than he is, but I'm putting him down there. And then I have Evie at 8. Just worried for Evie that people are going to look at Evie and say, hey, this is the person who's going to go and be too strategic or something like that. Yeah. And she's only on a tribe of 4. Frightens me just a little bit.
Yeah, not a ton of. And again, like she met Deshaun like how long ago?
Yeah, so it's a while now.
Really bank on that. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going
to
be cool.
All right. So I'm a little ahead now. So Lauren and Alexa, you all got
two more. Did I say Evie already? No.
Thanks.
Yes, I did. It.
Yeah, you had Evie at five.
Okay. And I hate to put her this low because I think she's killing it. Tiffany. I didn't say Tiffany yet. I think she's doing great. I love to see players like Tiffany that are like her age, because I think a lot of people think that only certain types of people can play Survivor. So it's really cool to see Tiffany lean into all the things that make her so great and just be a good Survivor player. Like it's she's so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she has hit her moment. I think she's hit her moment. I think, Lauren, if you were to do this next week, you'd put her at one or two. I think she's just going to disappear into, she's the Homer Simpson gif, like, or meme, whatever. She's just disappearing. Yeah. That's all she's doing.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it. She's about to make that happen. And I think Tiffany's going to be fine.
Yeah. I have Heather at number eight. I also think there's no reason that Heather's going home from a like podcaster perspective, because she hasn't like, we haven't seen anything. But also, I think more importantly, when she was having that moment after the challenge, her tribe immediately ran to her. And if they didn't like her, they would not do that. I don't think. I don't know how people.
No, that's true.
You know?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because sometimes people do that shit for gameplay. They do.
Well, I was going to say, you're still waiting for Karishma to get up, right, Lauren?
She's not even here to defend herself.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations to Karishma. She's having a baby.
Really? I didn't know
that.
She's
having a baby boy. Yes. And it's something that they have really wanted. So I love that.
So that's awesome.
Oh, hi, Troy. Troy. Tan.
A mega hot survivor.
Mega hot spelled HAWT.
Since when's he from Boston?
I love him. Is he from Boston?
I love him.
No.
I'm obsessed.
Hi, definitely Troy. Not okay. From Boston. What's up, Troyzan? Love you, man.
Hi.
Love you, Troyzan.
All right.
Speaking of mega hot survivors.
Who's your number nine, Alexa? Oh, wait, you were talking about Troyzan. Never mind. That's what I thought she was going to say, but I think she was just talking about Troyzan.
I was. My number nine is Sydney, and I mean, she is.
That's mega hot survivor.
We'll I'm not to objectify anyone here, but yeah. I'll stand by that.
That's Troyzan's over there like.
Hi, Troyzan.
Fingers crossed.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. He's already out. He's had enough. Okay. I can't handle it.
Boring.
Can't handle bullshit. It. Alexa, why number nine? You're the first one to actually mention Sydney, unless, Lauren, do you have Sydney at number nine as well?
I do not.
Okay, so Alexa, you have her the highest. Why Sydney at nine?
I have the highest. I think, I mean, also nine is not that high.
No.
But I think she... I mean, I know I said that like in recent seasons, the people who get voted out are the people who can seem like they are like very overconfident in their position. And I do think that Sydney is very confident in her position. I don't know if it's overconfident or not, because I don't really know their tribe dynamics very well. I do know she's close with Danny and Deshaun. She's had like a little bit of like vote out tension with Nasir, but I also don't think Nasir has much of a leg to stand on. I really think it's a matter of, she probably really wants to play because Luvu hasn't really had the chance to like fully play yet. And I think she might come out guns blazing and people may not love that.
Lauren, who's your, Alexa, we'll talk about Sydney in a sec. So that was a good prep for Lauren and I think, but Lauren, who's your number nine?
Yeah. Xander.
Man who has no chance of going home this week. Alexa and Lauren, both putting them so low.
Listen, here's the thing. I think with Xander, it's I don't know. I think that if the girls decide to pull him in, then he'll be good. If they don't, Xander's screwed, because people are going to look at him as a challenge beast and nobody's going to want to go into the merge against Xander. I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Xander. He's a sweet guy, but I don't want to compete against him. I can't beat Xander.
Yeah.
And that's how, oh my God. I'm so mad.
Don't talk shit about Xander.
I'm so mad. He's barking at people outside.
No. Phil, who do you have?
So I'll go to 10. I have Sydney at 10. I know, like, I'm looking at John Millsip. She just screams merge boot. So many people think that Sydney's going to be the merge boot. And I get it. I get where people are coming from with this. Like, RC had a very similar thing happen to her back in Philippines, where same situation, a tribe of two. They all got kind of moved around. RC never went to tribal, goes to her first tribal and gets booted. I just think Sydney has been way too visible on this season to go now, because Deshaun, her, and Danny have all gotten pretty good edits. But I actually feel like Sydney's been the one who's been cluing us in the most. Other, if you cut out the we were trying to throw a challenge scene, which was really when we saw the most of Danny and Deshaun, I really think that Sydney has been the one who has been cluing us in the most about what's going on in the Luvu tribe. And if we lose her right away, I feel like then it's like, well, what's going on with Luvu? I don't know where we're at anymore. I don't think she's going merge. I think she's going to make it a couple more weeks. I know it feels like she's screaming it, but I actually think her edit is too good to be the merge boot. I feel like it's too good. Yeah, nobody agrees. That's that. Fine. Although Alexa has Sydney at 9, so she thinks that Sydney's safer.
Another thing that I forgot to mention, so my number 10 is Tiffany, and I forgot to say this about Sydney. I'm saying this for both Sydney and Tiffany. They both literally knew nothing about each other, walked onto an island, and within 40 seconds, hated each other.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Says a lot. In my opinion, that says a lot about both of them. That like they both really met someone, and that person hated them. So maybe they're just like both very strong personalities, which I think they are, but I think if you have somebody who just unnecessarily hates you, that's bad. So I have Sydney and Tiffany both pretty low, like kind of for that reason.
I forgot that. And that could be really what actually gets Sydney sent home.
Funny.
That could be what gets her sent home.
Because when Tiffany wants somebody gone home, what does she do? She opens that mouth and makes sure it happens. Yeah. I forgot about that too, Alexa. That's a really good point.
That's a really good point.
But it was such a good scene because it was like, why do you hate each other?
Yeah.
Lauren, I met Sydney. She does have a really strong personality. Great. I was 3 sheets to the wind when I met her. But
good excuse for only saying she has a strong personality. There's a giant, beautiful personality.
But you know, I was drunk, so
giant butt coming from Lauren in like 2 seconds. But all right,
that's all I got.
Who's your number 10, Lauren?
I'm gonna go Heather, and that's just strictly based on the fact that I haven't seen enough of her. I don't necessarily think she's going, but I need to see more of Heather.
Mm-hmm. I feel so bad.
Yeah. Heather, 2 confessionals. Two.
The whole season.
Shan had 13 last week. Heather. Insane. Heather in episode 4 finally caught up to Abraham.
That sucks.
Abraham was the first boot. He had 2 confessions.
I was like, who the fuck is Abraham?
She still hasn't caught up to Sarah, who had 4.
Heather is just like a massive fan.
And she's so, even in her preseason where she was like, and she like was shaking her head and all sassy, I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to watch this woman play. And now we're not getting any of that.
I jinxed her when I forgot to put her picture in our little PowerPoint show that Alexa and I were doing. I forgot to put Heather's picture in. And sure enough, Heather has been forgotten by casting as well.
She's been posting some funny stuff, some like Where's Waldo memes and stuff
like that. Yeah, she's been a champ about it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll finish mine first because you all already mentioned the Seer and I haven't. I have the Seer at number 11. I think that he could go because of all this. I think Oluwu is toast. I've been saying that for 3 straight weeks. It's burned me every time, but I think Oluwu is toast. I have Erica at 12 because I think that if they all want to go after Oluwu, the Luvus would even be willing to go after Erica. I don't think any of them trust Erica. Will one of the other groups try to pull Erica in? Maybe. Maybe it works. I don't know. But I think Erica thinks she's a lot better off with Deshaun, Danny, not Sydney, but Deshaun and Danny than she actually is. And I think that's what's going to end up burning her because she's going to trust them. They're going to hear, hey, we want to get rid of somebody from your tribe because there's 6 of you. Blah, blah, blah. Let's keep ourselves safe. Let's get Sydney and ourselves through. Erica goes.
I have Erica. I have Xander at 11 and Erica at 12. I feel bad because like they almost threw a challenge for Erica. And I actually don't even really know why they don't like her. Like they're, I think Deshaun made one comment about how she's like, maybe kind of sneaky, but it just seems like a matter of she thinks she's close with them and they don't see that. But yeah, I mean, I think the Blue Tribe wants to turn on each other and Erica is somebody they almost already voted out, which kind of sucks because I kind of like her. And
yeah,
she has also been invisible.
Invisible.
Yes. Invisible.
Yeah. Which sucks. And I think she was supposed to be on, I know like some people on this cast were like,
to be on 41
from the beginning or something. Yeah. Like she, I think she's been around. with the stuff. I know, but who knows?
Yeah.
We'll survive.
It's always got to be one or two, right? Always got to be one or two. No, I, you know what the thing is? I've stopped. So I saw JD say this, and I know Bradley was big on this, and I could throw Bradley under the bus because he throws himself under the bus. But Bradley and JD said it here. You want to get good, if you want to get screen time, you got to give them good confessionals. And I do worry that there's something missing there, that she might have a couple good ones in here where we're like, what's going on? And then there's other times, I mean, where maybe it's just not happening. Maybe it's just not clicking. Maybe it's just not relevant. And sometimes that just happens. There's always one or two people where it just happens.
It's true. It's sad. Yeah. It's unfortunate because I would love to get to know her. I have Sydney and then Erica is my last.
We all have Erica at 11. Or I mean 12 at last. Yeah.
Yeah, that's And it's just based off the fact that we haven't seen her.
Yeah. I know.
What a bummer.
Well, good job, everyone.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're generally like, I feel like in the same
kind of headspace. Same thing. I can't wait to see how this whole merge situation goes.
Yeah, we're gonna have to rewind. You better have your DVR hooked up because it's gonna be a lot of pausing and trying to figure out what the hell it's
going. Somebody
would
explain.
Yes.
It is going to be very confusing, and I'm here for it for now.
Me too. For now.
For now. We'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling after that. Barked,
so the dog is in on it.
Yeah, the dog likes it. We're all good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're all good. All right. We have anything else, Alexa, that we didn't hit that we need to hit before we get out? Oh, wait, Lauren, who you got as your winner pick? I want to know that.
Oh. I don't play winner pick until after the merge. So
that's so cheating.
I know. But I need to, because I can't.
Let's pretend we were talking next week. Who would be your winner pick?
Phil.
Fair question.
How about this? Invite me back on the pod in a couple weeks and I'll tell you then.
you're gonna get to come on when we have Tommy on. We'll let you pop in for a second just to be like, Nasir. So it'll be like subliminal messaging.
Can we absolutely do that? Please let me know. I can't say because I obviously want to say Shan, but I just don't. I need to see everyone together before I can say.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm fine with that. Phil seems to
be. Who are your winner picks? I want to know.
I think at the beginning of the season, I said like Heather, Ricard, and JD. So that's looking below average right now. But I think like a present day Danny or Deshaun could win.
I'm starting to feel Deshaun. Deshaun's got a lot of confessionals. He's got a lot of screen time. He doesn't have really anything negative going for him except for what happened at the very beginning of the game. And when I start looking around, I'm like, all right, Sydney, I don't think they're going to give her $1 million. Danny, I don't think they're going to give him $1 million. Maybe they will, but how's he? He's got to get there and get the votes. It's a long hike for him.
If they didn't know that he's an NFL player at that point, then they should give him.
I think they figured
that's it true.
Out. Yeah,
that's
but true. Lex, I agree with you, but I think they're going to figure it out by there.
Yeah.
I'm just starting to think Deshaun because when I look around, it can't be Heather or Erica at this point. Maybe Liana. I'd love a Liana win. That would be great.
I would love a Liana win.
I would be all in on a Liana win. Maybe Tiffany. Is Tiffany going to pull it out of nowhere?
That would be so iconic. That would be so awesome. Freaking amazing.
That would be the biggest upset since Chris Doherty, I think. It really would. Where it's just like, should have went home. How the hell are you still here? And now you're winning. And you never really came up again. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I love Tiffany.
I won't make a winner pick until Lauren makes a winner pick. So,
all right, deal.
I'm gonna
hold you to that. I'm gonna come in the comments next week when you're giving a winner pick, and I'm gonna be like, Phil,
I didn't do it yet. Yeah, that's it. That's it, right?
Okay.
I think we're good. All right, Lauren, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for coming on.
As always, we'll have to do it again sooner than 18 months, but you totally forgot we hung out in the summer, so whatever.
I love you guys.
Alexa, take us home.
So we're going to be back Wednesday at like 10. What time, Phil? 10 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, recapping the episode. Follow us on all social media, especially Instagram, because that's the one we're using the most now. Maybe we'll do TikTok. We were talking to Lauren before this and she's trying to sell us on TikTok. So let us know if you're interested in that. Become a patron at patreon.com/survivorspecialist. Lauren, we love having you. Have so much fun during your Survivor podcast tour this week.
Yes. Yes. Bye, Lauren.